Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem by Tim Motor of Superior, Wisconsin. I wonder how many of us walk along waterways and collect stones. In his poem, How to Find an Agate on the Beach at Dutchman's Creek, Tim Motor gives us poetic instructions. Here is How to Find an Agate on the Beach at Dutchman's Creek. Arrive after storms when the changing shape of beach makes the mouth of river move one day to the next in phases of the moon. Rocks pile and unpile as calendars of sand spread unexpected over desperate, drying smiles. Or go in spring when the log jam is too thin to stop the flow. Gurgling water backwashes and stalls, then fingers reaching whole arms into banks of suctioning clay. A root-cobbled hillside dutifully overlooks the overlook. Wait for the sun to court the agates, to coax them from low light when reams of no-see-ums halo our heads. Bend in wind on sudden knees, deciphering bug tracks from bird tracks, jasper from chert, northern lights in shallow water. You have been listening to a poem by Tim Motor of Superior, Wisconsin, How to Find an Agate on the Beach at Dutchman's Creek. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at CatherineYoungBrighter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at WDRT.org.